I believe that our efforts do not betray us. Make an effort, and we can reach our each goal even if it will take a long time. But we should put two points in mind, choice and confidence. These two keys are helpful for us to succeed. So I want to talk about these two tips, choice and confidence. Please keep these keys in mind, and I believe we can run easier way to our each goal in less time. First key, choice. We have to make a choice a lot in our lives, whether it is a great choice or not. For example, when we choose something to eat in convenience stores, or choose one company from the other choices in job hunting. But in this case, making an effort, it is very important for us to make a better choice. Then please think whether the choice is appropriate for you or not. If you want to be a lion, but you cannot become a lion because you are human beings, even if you are trained hard. If you want to be Cristiano Ronaldo, just him, but you cannot become him because you are not Cristiano Ronaldo. But of course, you may be able to become a football player like him or exceed his records. It is up to your effort. So please take your personality, ability, or surroundings into consideration. This makes you become easier to achieve your aim. Second key, confidence. In the process of making an effort, it is necessary for us to gain confidence. Now, I refer to TED Education's video, 3 Tips to Boost Your Confidence. According to this video, there are 3 tips to cultivate our own confidence. First, try a quick fix. This can give you an immediate confidence boost in the short term. Picture your success when you are beginning a difficult task. It can promote feelings of power. Second, believe in your ability to improve. It is important to think whether you can improve your abilities and talents or not, because this mind can influence your actions when you are faced with setbacks. If you have a fixed mindset, which means you think you cannot improve your abilities and talents, you may give up, assuming you have discovered something you are not good at. But if you have a growth mindset, which means you think you can improve them, a challenge is an opportunity to learn and grow, and you will be likely to practice or tackle harder, so it may be faster to succeed. Also, some research has proved that people who have a growth mindset are more successful and do better in the face of challenges. Third, practice failure. Studies show that people who keep trial and error are more successful because they learn how to overcome every challenge and setback with sometimes taking others' advice. So we should realize that sometimes we fail, and we should have a solution to each problem in mind and keep trial and error. How do you feel about these 3 tips? These tips help you gain confidence and run to your goal. Finally, I want to say one more thing, that not only these 2 keys, but also others' help are essential to make an effort and succeed. So when someone who's struggling asks for your help, please help him or her. Keep these 2 keys in mind, make an effort, and we can find shorter and more efficient way. Let's run to each goal straight.